Some topics to learn about include the question of nitis al beged tamei. If dam chat is spilled onto a garment that was tamei, which caused the dam to become pasul, is kibbutz required? The two approaches to the machlekes of mechatas shenitmu mataron, where the mechatas that became tamei can purify a person that was tamei meis. All agree, however, that nida maznalau, a woman can become purified with mechatas even while she is tamei nida. The machlekes regarding hoysala shas akosher v'nifsala, if the dam initially was kosher and then became pasul, where the kibbutz is required. Niskabel b'kli v'ro l'haza. Kibbutz is required only for dam chatas that had kabbalah but did not have hazah, but kibbutz is not required for dam chatas that did not have kabbalah or the dam already had hazah. And kibbutz is required only for dam chatas that is kosher l'hazah, but kibbutz is not required for dam that is pasul l'hazah, such as in the cases of kibbul pachas mechdeh hazoy b'kli zeh u'pachas mechdeh hazoy b'kli zeh. If they first received less than the shir dam in two kalim, and afterward combined the two into one kli, and now there is a shir dam, then kibbutz is not required because the dam is pasul hazah. In the case of shirayim shebe etzba, the kohen may not do hazah with the leftover blood on his finger from a previous hazah, and therefore for the shirayim, kibbutz is not required.